Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When it comes to holiday gifts, what could be better than giving the gift of better sleep? And did you know 9 out of 10 couples disagree on mattress firmness? The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side, so it's just right for both of you. The newest Sleep Number beds are so smart, they automatically adjust so you both stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. They even adjust for snoring. My Sleep Number setting is 90. My Sleep IQ score last night was 82. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long. 91% of the owners recommend. Come to a Sleep Number store this week and save $200 on a Queen C4 mattress now with Sleep IQ technology, only $15.99.99. Plus, buy one CoolFit 2.0 pillow and get a second one half off. Find the hottest and coolest holiday gifts at sleepnumber.com or call any of their 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 1-800-390-9100. Be sure to tell them George Norrie sent you.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Mike Barra back with us, New York Times bestselling author, lecturer, television personality. His books sold more than 70,000 copies worldwide, and he began his writing career after spending more than 25 years as an engineering designer consultant for major aerospace companies, where he was a card-carrying member of the military-industrial complex. Yep. He was one of them. Mike is a self-described now born-again conspiracy theorist, and we are here to talk about a lot of things. But, Mike, welcome back, and Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, George, and thanks for having me back. I really love being here.
What a fast year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there was just a few things that happened this year, right?
Just a few things. I got to get your reaction to the story that broke over the weekend, that former Senator Harry Reid, when he was in the Senate, commissioned a study to investigate extraterrestrials. An amazing story. He was pushed, of course, and backed by Robert Bigelow, the aerospace billionaire. But they got apparently some pretty good information. What have you heard about this story, Mike? And what do you know that maybe might not have been released yet?
Oh, man, everybody in the audience is going to hate me because I'm going to throw quite a bit of cold water on this whole thing. I mean, I definitely think it's something interesting, and it's important from some sort of political standpoint. The question is exactly what are we looking at here? I don't feel like this is any real disclosure. I mean, if you look at the program itself, it actually wasn't classified. It was buried deep in the DOD budget, but it wasn't classified. There were certain parts of it, probably certain reports, that are classified. And it's interesting in reading the articles because kind of, you know, as I read them, the first thing that struck me was that, well, okay, it looks like Reed set this thing up, but it's unclear to me anyway, at least having read four or five of the articles, whether it was $22, $23 million in total or $22 million a year that got spent on this from 2007 to 2012. And also it appears that it kept going even after that money was withdrawn. So that's kind of interesting. But basically, that money went to Bigelow, and Bigelow is a major contributor to Reed's political campaigns. So it kind of looks to me like the disclosure is that there's sort of a money laundering going on here. Now, technically, there's nothing illegal about taking campaign funds out of your campaign, you know, war chest and taking them home and stuffing them under your mattress. That's a law that probably ought to be changed. So I think that was the first thing that struck me was that, wow, this seems like it's kind of a big deal in the sense that maybe it's more about exposing that kind of thing going on than, and not specifically about Senator Reed, because I'm sure there's all kinds of senators that do these sorts of things where they get these little pet projects funded to their and funnel the money to their friends and then get kickbacks in the form of campaign contributions. So that was the first thing that struck me. The second thing I thought was really interesting is that if you read the articles, there's descriptions of these events that took place. And then there's the videos that are attached. And, of course, everybody's going crazy about the videos, but I've looked at the video a couple of times, like 12.
Is this the Navy pilot one?
Yeah, the Navy pilot one. And that is, I think it's most probably an X-47B unmanned combat air system craft that's being spotted by these
guys. But don't you think, Michael, that pilot would know that?
No, he wouldn't, because this was back in 2004. And here's an interesting thing. I worked on that project. So as I look at this, the plan form of it, the shape of it, is exactly how you would build a stealth aircraft. And what these things were is they were kind of large drones. They're a little bit smaller than a fighter, and they have that sort of jagged bat wing back edge. That's standard stealth technology, and you can see that in one of the videos. Now, remember, the videos are really low resolution. They're infrared. They're really only showing you heat, so that's part of why they're so blurry. And the maneuvers it's making are not necessarily exceptional. And as I looked at that, I'm saying, okay, there's that factor. There's the fact that that program was basically ready to fly in 2003 or 2004. This sighting took place in 2004. Now, interestingly enough, the sighting, I thought what really clinched it for me is that the sighting took place that was on the videos took place near San Diego. And mm-hmm. The first thing they saw was some sort of object in the water that they were not familiar with, which, gee, I don't know, could be a small aircraft carrier that launched this thing. But the other factor is that the X-47 and other drone programs like it all flew out of Edwards Air Force Base, which is really just a few minutes up the road from San Diego. So I think probably what happened is this was a test of this, at the time, secret aircraft that these guys caught a hold of and they started chasing. Because if you look at the video, the object does not do anything that an aircraft can't do. And there's other statements in there. There's things like, well, you know, it made a turn and I couldn't turn with it. Well, you know, the FA-18 is not the best fighter that we had at that time. It's not super maneuverable, for one thing. And these unmanned combat aircraft systems, the way they were designed, they were built in the first place because, you know, the planes can make a lot sharper maneuvers and do a lot more exotic things at much higher G-forces than a plane with a pilot in it can. So that was the whole point, was that it would be able to outperform any jet fighter we had in the arsenal. That's what they were trying to develop. And really, if you look at the parameters and the flight envelope, the way it's described, although the pilots were unfamiliar with what it was, it doesn't do anything. There's nothing that's out of the realm of normal ballistic behavior technology. It looks to me like a fighter. So I don't think the videos are proof of anything. Now, there were discussions, of course, in the articles about other sightings that were part of the program's files, and those are quite a bit more interesting, but they just are kind of like you put them in the MUFON file, you know, because yeah. they're there's things that people have observed, and the pilots are good observers, and they're mysterious, but I don't think that they necessarily connect with the video that was shown. And then the other question I have is I can't find any reference to exactly, you know, whether or not the stories that are told in the articles are supposed to be the same as the videos that were shown. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. And you know, to me, the bigger political picture is this disclosure. It doesn't feel like it to me. It feels like another interesting story. Although I will be honest, there's certainly more coverage of it in mainstream media with a little bit less of the standard, oh, what a joke, aliens.
Yeah, they seem to be taking this one pretty seriously this time.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there's been mainstream stories of all kinds of stuff. The rat on Mars, which I've argued for a long time is really not a picture of anything taken on Mars. I'd say it's taken at Devon Island up in Canada, and you know, it really is a rat, only it's not on Mars. So there's a lot of fakery out there. So then you have to start thinking in the bigger picture. Okay, so what is the point of getting people excited about alien disclosure right at this time? And it may be that they're trying to distract us away from something else. And the question then is, what's the something else associated maybe with aliens and UFOs that they're trying to, like, get us to not look at?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.